Hello and welcome to our program. We're in Psalm 119 today, verses 105 to 112. 105 is one of the most familiar verses in the Bible. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We'll be looking at this portion of Scripture. Have your Bible ready if you can. Reading again in Psalm 119, beginning at 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep Thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto Thy word. Accept, I beseech Thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me Thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do not I forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end.
Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. Soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. Blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, O glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine. Transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation is wonderful love. I'll shout with the millions on high. shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand and covers me there.
I'm reading again in Psalm 119:105. Maybe you've noticed on our programs we quite often read the portion of Scripture two, sometimes three times, and the reason for that is the most important thing we do here on this broadcast is read the Word of God. And so, without apology, we read it again, Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I pray thee, the freewill offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do not I forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes, always, even unto the end. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this portion of Scripture. Pray that you'll help us to not only get into the Word, but let it get into us today as we look at these few verses. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 105, the Word, thy Word, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. A lamp and a light presupposes darkness. The Bible says in Proverbs 2, verse number 13, that there are those who leave the path of righteousness to walk in the ways of darkness. Psalm 112, verse 4 says, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness, and it's simply a matter of choosing, which brings us to the fact that he says that the word of God is a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path. We're talking about direction, and the direction is the course we choose to travel. We have no choice but to choose. Joshua said in Joshua 24, verse number 15, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Choose you. It's very personal. This day, right now, today, and every day, we need to choose who we are going to serve. We choose the way, and it says in Psalm 119, verse 1, if we go God's way, we'll be blessed, or that word has been translated happy 18 times. It says in Psalm 119, verse 14, if we go God's way, we will rejoice. We find that 7 times in the book of Psalms. Also in verse 27, it talks about going the way of understanding, which means to perceive what the Lord is doing. And then in verse 30, what we have to do is choose you this day whom ye will serve. It talks about the way of truth. We're going to go the way of truth. Or there's another option, Psalm 119, verse 29, the way of lying. Choose you this day which way you're going to go. And so we have darkness presupposed here. We need a lamp. We need a light. We have to choose which way we're going to go, in the dark or on the path where the light is. And the third thing we see here is dedication, which is a commitment to a purpose. He says here in verse number 6, 106, I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. He's committed. He said, I will perform. I will keep thy righteous judgments. This word judgments means the things that God determines and judges which is right and which is wrong. He said, I am going to go the way God says to go. I'm going to go the right way. And then the next thing we see here is there's going to be some distractions. He said, I am afflicted. Distraction is a thing or a person that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. He said in 107, I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. And then not only afflicted, verse 110 says, the wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. So we have this affliction that comes. We have the wicked that are laying a snare for David. And then he says in the middle, in verse 109, my soul is continually in my hand, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Now, we've said many times, the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotion, and that old nature that we all are stuck with, it just hates to go the way of God. And David said, I have this constant battle with my soul. I get more affliction from that situation than I do from outside situations like those who would lay a snare for me. Then we have discernment. He says in 108, O Lord, teach me thy judgments. To have discernment is to have the ability to judge properly. Teach me thy judgments, he said. I want to be able to judge what is right and what is wrong. And then there's the dividends. A dividend is a benefit as a result of right choices. He says in verse 111, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. That's an interesting word. The word end there has been translated reward three times. And so David is saying here, I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes. And you remember we said that means what is carved in stone. And there's no two ways with this. It's solid. He said, I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the reward. We see in verse 7, the psalmist here mentions the law of the Lord. He mentions the testimony of the Lord. He mentions in verse 8, the statutes of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord. He says in verse 9, the fear of the Lord and the judgments of the Lord. And then he said in verse 11, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. That's the same word, reward, there, as we have at the end of verse 112, when he says, I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end, or unto the reward.
O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and and grace. His word shall not fail you. He promised, believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will